last time on the Wrong Heroes Order. As you watch intently at the portcullis to rise, it stays closed, and then a few moments pass as a blue, electrified tinge smoke floods into the ring. The announcer, in tears himself, calls for the winners of the match, Gray and Zufum. A strange iridescent purple blade penetrates through the back and out of Val's chest. Val drops to the ground as Kakur pulls her arm from the body of Val.
Welcome to the Wrong Heroes.
So yeah, the crowd erupt in shouts, cheers and chants as he steps closer to the ring. You see him reaching below the ring as he sharply raises up his hands into the air. The pits dotted around the ring erupt into flames that shoot into the air as the crowd awe and cheer. He steps into the ring through the barbed wire ropes. His hands light up in flames as the match is announced.
Who will be victorious? Who will be left standing? Begin the match!
To some rules for the match. If you hit the barbed ropes, you instantly take one damage and you're grappled by them. You need to roll a DC 10 dex save to get out on your turn as an action. If you touch the fire, you take 1d4 fire damage. If you go onto the board, into that board square, it explodes and you take 1d6 force damage. But then once it explodes, it can't explode again. So it's kind of inert after that. Top of the round is going to be Grizzle. Then it's Onita. Then it's Marsh. Then it's Raspberry, as usual, at the bottom.
Raspberry's going to go... into the arena, and did you say was there actually a little chair with barbed wire on it?
It's a proper folding wrestling chair, yeah. As you'd see in a wrestling match.
Raspberry sort of wiggles into the ring, you know, comically, and then he looks around, he gets the chair, and he throws it over his shoulder, throws it on the floor, and goes and shoots fire out of his hand, up into the air. He shoots a firebolt out. I don't need no weapon. He's
I like it.
Just little finger guns. And then does his little cartwheel.
Marsh walks bravely towards the table with all the weapons, feeling a little bit concerned about this enormous figure in the distance. But, you know, not letting it affect her, and just a few glands of sweat just dripping down, but not letting it affect her too much. And she picks up a quarterstaff, poses it in the air, and then stabs it into the ground. And then, just puts, looks directly into the audience, giving them kind of, eye contact, and then sticks her tongue out towards the monstrous figure in the distance.
Grizzle, takes a barbed club from the table, walks right into the center of the arena, and then scrapes the barbed club right across her stomach and just winces. And there's little cuts that are on her stomach now and dripping with blood, and she holds the club in the air and it's just dripping with blood and it looks like she's completely insane. But no one can see from her face because she's wearing a mask.
Okay, so you are in the ring now. There's fire everywhere. Goto is standing opposite you. Yeah, Grizzle, what's your first round going to be?
She's going to charge him with her bloodied barbed club and go and hit him, sort of do the thing where she hops up in the air and hit him on the just sort of uppercut him on his chin. So that would be a 13.
13 doesn't hit, unfortunately.
Okay.
So as you rush in, wielding your poisoned barbed club, you go for a strike, and Goto just grabs the club midair and then starts to squeeze it. You can see that you can hear the breaking of the wood in your hand, and he goes, laughs at you intently as he looks at the crowd. And they're all just cheering at his display of strength. So it's now his turn. As he grabs the club, you sort of pull it out of his hand. And you can see that he's a little bit angry. You can see a little bit of blood starting to pool in his hands. And he just goes for this almighty haymaker across. You duck out of the way. As you're ducking, He's going to try and suplex you across the ring. Nat one. Amazing. Amazing. Great start for this dude. As he tries to, he sort of like spins around you, not going outside of your opportunity. He sort of goes behind you, tries to pick you up to throw you backwards. As you sort of like, you start to wriggle out of the way. And he kind of like slips on some of the blood that's been left from the previous match and he just like falls to his butt. And the crowd is just like shocked at like how bad he's looking at this point. And he's looking at his face, is like, oh, shit. And that's the end of his turn. So next we've got Marsh.
Marsh, before starting, ducks down, gets some mud on her fingers and puts like two lines, like battle lines on her face to try and like get herself in the mood of like, I'm going to defeat this man. And then sprints towards him, puts her staff into the ground and vaults herself into the air because she's a lot smaller than him and stabs her quarterstaff into his knee, trying to throw him off balance. So the quarterstaff goes straight through his leg and just ooze. His oozing, grotesque blood just starts pouring out everywhere. And his like part of his leg just kind of like hits the floor and just kind of like, yeah, soaked in disgusting bloody ooze.
Raspberry is going to sort of like, internally, he's been putting on this show and then, you know, just inside his head is just screaming, you know. He's like, and he sort of tries to plaster on a smile for the crowd, and he kind of points his finger at Goto and lets loose a firebolt. He's got this little like a click of his fingers and points them out like finger guns, and he's really hoping that this firebolt doesn't just like bounce off this guy who has apparently has flaming fists, because this is his bread and butter. So he's like, okay. Yes, letting loose the firebolt and please work. And it just like hitting him and like just sizzling off him. Like, oh, fuck. Just gonna run around here or run here actually. And yeah, so then Raspberry, so this thing just fizzles off of Goto, and then Raspberry like shit and just like scurries around and runs like behind Grizzle and Marsh and getting away from him, hopefully before Goto even sees him. All that. Oh, maybe he didn't feel it.
Grizzle, top of the round.
She turns around, goes, sort of darts round this creature, sort of runs up his back because she's much smaller than him. So she goes like jumps onto his calf and then runs up his back and sort of starts throttling him with the barbed club, and the spikes are going in right into his neck, and so she's sort of like keeping him there.
Crowd of cheeriness as you climb up the giant human. He goes for this first swing at you, Marsh, and just completely glances it as he's obviously down to one knee. He just tries to smack you straight in the face, but you dodge out of the way. So with that, his second, he's gonna basically try and throw you off Grizzle backwards using his a suplex. Is where's he going to grab you by the head? So basically the amount of force that he basically suplexes you backwards, you go flying into the barbed wire. So he can throw you, he basically throws you 10 feet behind himself, which smacks you straight into the barbed wire ropes. And so you take one point of damage now, and you are grappled during your turn. So you'd need to roll a dex save to get out of the barbed wire, which is like covering you now. You're like stuck into it. You're sort of holding back like, oh, ow, ow.
Being very successful in her last attack, she's very confident in her next move and tries to hit Goto where it will hurt the most.
In the balls.
So she puts the staff pointing upwards, gets her aim right, and then throws it up. Trying to really hit him where it'll really hurt the most.
So you go for this ball strike, but because he's obviously picked up Grizzle from behind and suplexed her backwards, he's kind of like lying on the ground. He turns around, you go for this nut shot, and he just rolls out of the way, pushing you backwards a little bit.
It's not, like, it's going okay, but before things get really messy, Raspberry's like, oh, like shit, the fire isn't doing anything. He's like, I don't want to have to do this. And he does that thing where, so he's got Goto right in front of him, and he starts to draw his hands together and sort of like weaving his fingers around in a circle, like making like a little cocoon, almost like silk, these sort of silk magic threads. And then he like spins his hands in the opposite direction, and it like unravels as he uses his Tides of Chaos. He's going to grant himself advantage on this next spell attack. Praying is like, okay, we've got to do something. And so he, the things unravel, he does his Tides of Chaos, then he pulls his hands back, clenches his little tiny fists, and then like thrusts them forward, and then shooting out from both of his fists, his hands feel cold as like this frosty magical energy shoots out from both. They start spinning towards Goto, they meet in the middle, they coalesce into one big sort of ball. It's like a giant magical snowball, and it just like strikes him in a big explosion of powder snow and icicles, and he takes 10 cold damage right to his mush, right into his beard.
Yeah, well, he's vulnerable to cold.
Oh, so this explodes off of his face, and he just got back the spell slot that he used to cast that.
So he son just of a bitch.
For free. Yeah, so he feels the energy. It was
son
like,
of a bitch.
Like the universe, he gets the spell slot back, and like the universe is saying, you know, good job, Raspberry, for once. You know, he asked for cold, and the universe answered.
Why does the universe sound like Raspberry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it revolves around me, and it's all a great comedy.
You see his hands deluminate as the fire is taken off his hands, and he's looking around just like, oh, I don't like this.
Oh, and then Raspberry is like, eh, and he runs.
7, yeah, you're fair. So you take an opportunity attack as Goto obviously instantly retaliates. His opportunity attack is going to be a suplex. So basically, he grabs you from behind, he puts you in a full Nelson, and he's going to try and do a dragon suplex. Woof, right at the back. Rolled a 12! Oh, so lucky. Yes. So basically, he puts you in his full Nelson.
It was 12 before we got to that green room.
Yeah, puts you in his full Nelson, he's going to go for his dragon suplex, but you manage to swiggle out of the way. You manage to get past him and hide behind Marsh. Grizzle, it's now your turn. Can you roll me a dex save, please? To get out of this barbed wire.
19.
Yeah, you succeed. So you managed to get out. That's your action, though. So have you got any bonus actions you want to do?
No.
No, okay. So but at least you're free. You're free from the pain of the barbed wire. So
thank God.
Goto is basically stands himself back up and he's going to go for his first attack against Marsh. He just clocks you across the face with his flaming fist. So basically he picks you up into this electric chair position, grabs you by the arm and the leg, and just throws you backwards if he can. A 10. So you fail. So you get thrown 10 feet backwards into the exploding barbed wire board that explodes on impact. And you take an extra 4 points of damage as you hit this barbed wire board. It instantly just flashes this massive explosion, covered. Grizzle, you see this, is right next to you, to your right, as Marsh like flops to the ground. Oh, she's knocked prone on this massive exploding board. And that's Goto's turn.
So yeah, Marsh gets herself back up, catches her breath, and she's furious with how rude Goto has just been. The insult of just pushing her across the floor like that. So she charges towards his weak leg and tries to just rip it off using her quarterstaff, like pushing it through, trying to push it through his left leg, the one that she hit before, with an aim to rip it off and really get her revenge. As she runs with rage in her eyes towards his left leg, the weak one, and like sticks her quarterstaff through his leg, ripping it half of it off, and to the point where like it's just dangling off. And then she uses the quarterstaff to p- Blake bolt herself up into his groin area and give a good punch to the balls where it's going to hurt.
You break part of his leg as you go for the uppercut, and he just like falls to the ground, grabbing at his balls, falls to both knees, just like, oh, God.
He's pumped and he's like, oh, okay. And he feels it again, like he feels that surge of energy come, like, you know, back into him. Like, he just, it didn't even cost anything to, like, you know, send that cold out. He's like, fuck it. He's like, I'm going for it again. He sort of like starts winding up both of his fists again, and then kind of like, argh, like tries to go for another chaos bolt. Again, does a little twirl and shoots his hands out like little, you know, thinking like icicles. So what happens is something like snow or like slush like flies out of his fingers, but then when it gets like, it flies over Goto's head, and then like it turns from like slushy ice into this like acid, just like falls on his head. He's like, oh, not quite. So 9 points of acid damage. I cast mirror image on myself.
Okay.
So as Raspberry is like, oh, like that went really well, and he's hoping like, take him out with another cold, and this like acid splashes on Goto's face. Goto like turns around wild-eyed, his skin bubbling and like starting to eat away at his mouth, exposing his skull. Just looks with rage at Raspberry, and Raspberry's terrified, and he's like, ah, he's like, I just want to disappear, or like, oh, don't see me. And then all suddenly wild magic just explodes around Raspberry, and there are suddenly three more Raspberries. Oh, no. Just like appear. So he's like, ah, oh, and he's like, okay, and he starts kind of like doing a little dance, like, which one am I? Is it me?
The crowd start cheering, so, like, Raspberries. Grizzle.
It's time for Grizzle's go. She will remove herself from the barbed wire, then with great reluctance, scrape that bat against her stomach again to re-poison it, causing more wounds to open up across it, but it's worth it. And then jumps 5 feet in the air and then comes down with all her might right on the top of his head. Crack! And then jumps over to the other side of him.
Ooh, okay.
When she's done.
Okay. Looking quite rough now, Goto is. Looking very bloodied. So as you do this, he's not fucking happy with you, Grizzle, again. He sees the multiple raspberries and is like, I don't want to miss. I can't miss at this stage. I'm not going to risk it. So he looks at Grizzle and he's just like, looks at Marsh next to him. He's like, oh God, what do I do? He's going to go for another punch at Marsh to begin with, because he got the ball strike. So he's pretty angry about that. So he goes to this, he tries to like clothesline you, but you duck out of the way just in time to miss. But then with his second attack, he's going for Grizzle. He's going to pick up suplex Grizzle. He's going for a standard German suplex, grab you by the waist and throw you backwards if he can. He tries to pick up again, and you're just squirming out of the way. A little bit too slippery for Goto here.
I am slippery.
Yeah. So he fails that attack. So it's now Marsh again.
Marsh is really annoyed that he decided to go for her again after her, you know, her ball strike. You know, she'd think she'd make the point clear that stay away, you know, badass over here. So she decides to go for the other leg, and pencil sharpens it into his kneecap, trying to like grate away the bone and just fling his calf off. Oof, of his leg. Nice. Giving him, hopefully, legless very soon. Just to kind of fling his calf off of his leg, she gives his calf a huge punch, and the leg just his calf flies over into the audience, leaving him with just a little stomp, like a little kind of like...
Yeah.
Marsh's multiple...
A calf stomp.
Like, remove people's meat from their bones with a blunt instrument. horrifying.
Has Marsh removed his leg?
No.
Oh, the calf. Have I been able to no, remove his calf?
No.
I don't know if that's something
please,
I could do.
You're doing a lot of damage to it. You definitely poked a hole in his legs and his calf and stuff.
Oh, damn it.
A little bit too adventurous with four damage.
Yeah, I know.
Usually like 30, I'll be like, yeah, right, you can remove a leg. You're doing a serious amount of damage to damn this it, dude's single leg.
There's a good hole, decent-sized hole in his calf, at least. The pencil sharpening action means that there's like a good hole in his kneecap.
Yeah. Roll for your unarmed attack, then. Not enough, 10. Unfortunately. So you try and go for this punch, but you try and punch where the calf was and realise, oh, yeah, I just got rid of it. Oh damn, yeah. I missed. As Goto is looking very, very angry by this. He's just lost part of his leg. Raspberry, that's it.
Like, yeah, he's making a show of, like, because Grizzle and Marsh are getting attacked. So he's like, okay, he's like, come on, okay, he's probably not going to hit you with all of these, you know, and he kind of has like, he starts like dancing around all four of him, you know, like, and he like does the firebolt again, but he's just kind of like almost to make himself like annoying, you know, like ping, ping, you know, just sort of like, you know, just, like a little fly, because he's not going to do much damage with this firebolt. So half of one.
So zero. So, yeah, it's pretty much a fly.
Just annoying him at this stage.
Stop it.
Like almost if he's like, you're already dead. Like trying to dance around.
Okay.
Raspberry, kind of, his nerves seem to go when he gets in the arena. He seems to sort of, you know, get lost in it. 20 feet. Can I go? Can I get out of the ring?
If you get out, you lose.
Or did they forfeit, say whether it was disqualification?
Yeah, it's a forfeit. If you're thrown out, fair enough, but you can't actively get out. Yeah.
God, how beat up is this guy looking?
He's pretty damn beat up.
Oh, and she's just gonna go and just, I'm gonna scrape the belly again. And this, at this point, like her, it's just a mess down there. She's like caused more damage to herself than he has to her. I'm gonna make an obscure reference, but you know, an Office Space where they just like beat up a printer with a baseball bat. Some people might get that reference, and if you do tweet us. she's gonna go wild on this guy's head. Bam!
You can see parts of the blood and the barbed wire just like cut into the top of his skull. You can see his blood just rushing down his face as you pull the...
And like splatters of blood like comes like streaming up.
Yeah. Okay, so it's his turn. He's not happy with Grizzle, so he's going to try. He knows what he wants to do, and he's just going to keep trying his best to do it. So he's going. He's going to go for a first attack at Grizzle. So he goes for just a sweep of the leg, but you like jump up easily, being quite dexterous, and then he's going to try and pick you up again if he fucking can. Roll an 18. There we go. So basically, he goes. Basically picks you up, but as you're jumping in the air, he sort of grabs you by the arm and the leg, holds you on his back in a kind of fireman's carry, and he's going to try and he's going to swing you around and just launch you across the ring. So you can roll me a strength saving throw, please.
14.
Ooh, you failed. So you basically get picked up and you're thrown to the exploding barbed wire back. Lord. 9 points of damage. As you're picked up, fireman's carry, span around, and then just launched into the corner of the ring, smacking into the exploding board. As you explode, you fall down to the ground prone. You feel your back just burning from the explosive fire that has erupted from the corner.
She looks really bad. Really, really very quite bloodied.
So, Marsh, you see this happen?
She sees this, and Marsh decides to try and help by, you know, pulling her amazing skills onto Goto. She tries this time to run to run around him, try and make him go a bit dizzy, and try and throw her quarterstaff in his spine to try and paralyze him.
Yeah. Let's see how the damage goes, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Paralyzed.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But I am also gonna punch Goto in the right butt cheek to try and distract him from the action going on in front of him. You know, just to try and equal it out a little bit. Try and make it as numb as possible. Marsh, uses her quarterstaff to vault herself into the air. She punches his right butt cheek. It vibrates and everyone feels a bit of an earthquake going on. And it's just throbs, leaving a huge bruise on his, right butt cheek. She's very proud of this, Marsh. Very proud.
Raspberry is going, he's seeing Grizzle on the ground screaming. Raspberry's like, that's a big gulp, and he's like, and then he throws off his hands and he's like, hey, he's like, over here, can't catch us. And he's like, goes humbling, and then he throws out another firebolt at him. Oh,
misses, unfortunately.
Yeah. He's like, he's like, la 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 la. And then he, Raspberry ordinarily wouldn't, but like before, getting pumped up by the crowd, and he, with the crowd and the magic, he doesn't actually feel as useless as he normally does. And he kind of does this cartwheel, and is like a little after image of like 1, 2, 3, 4 little raspberries. And, he's being annoying, and he gets in front because he's like, oh, I could probably take one hit and hopefully Marsh will kill this guy.
Okay.
Because Raspberry hasn't been touched. So he's got, he tells her, he's like, over here. And he's like, hey, ugly.
Grizzle's going to get up, jump over Raspberry, and like a cricket player, hit this guy in the nuts with the barbed bat.
Not the nuts. Not the nuts.
Nice. Oh no, I rolled a one.
Oh no.
I don't think I go anywhere, to be honest. Get up.
So yeah, you
fall over again.
You try your best to get off this barbed wire board, but you can feel the barbed wire tugging at your clothes, tugging at your skin. As you're like, go, and you sort of fall 5 foot forward. Off the board, but onto the ring mat. So now it's Goto's turn. He's looking at Raspberry and he's like,
you're going to get it.
And he's going for a single punch.
Yeah, you must roll a 6 or higher to change the attack's target to a duplicate. The duplicate's gone. It's 10 plus. It's basically my AC. Yeah. 10 plus my dex. So yeah, that one's destroyed.
Yeah, so he goes for a clothesline, hits one of the duplicates, which Goto was aiming for it. He's looking just like, no! And he's going to try, and I think, has he got the space? Yeah, he's got enough space. He's going to spear you from his point into the corner of the ring, basically. So basically he's like grabs and just jumps towards you. As long as he's got something behind, he can push you into it. So he's going for a dive. He backs up a little bit and launches forward, grabs you. But you sort of like slip out, and he just falls straight head first into the barbed wire, taking a point of damage. He seems like rubbed up like, no, damn it! As the crowd are cheering at this amazing spectacle that you're holding. It's now Marsh.
I'll be like, hit him, Marsh, hit him! Explode his face! Hit him into this exploding thing!
Except that's several raspberries going, hit him!
Oh, I think Marsh is going to go straight for the face.
Yep.
The moneymaker. She's going to take her quarterstaff and stick it in his brain, and then drag it down towards his mouth, trying to leave his face open. Trying to open up his face. That's the goal.
I love how Marsh treats this stick as much pointier than him.
Blunt stick.
I just imagine the awful trying to jam a blunt stick into someone's brain. That's brilliant.
I think she tries to go for the brain and tries to go, but what she does instead is just kind of leave a nasty gash across down down across his face, with kind of like, it's not opened up like she wanted it, but it's left a good scar and there's like blood oozing from it. So yeah, it's damaged him enough to hurt.
Yeah. Well, you've finished him up, you've killed him. So yeah, your quarterstaff goes in, you smack him in the face. He falls dead at this point as the announcer shouts at the top of his lungs,
"They did it! They did it, ladies and gentlemen! They are the new Frontier champions! Can you believe this? Can you believe the upset? Oh, my, what a match! Well, there you have it. This concludes the event of the evening. Once again, we want to thank the Earl of Tanuka, Lord of Treese, and thank you to all the fans, and good night!"
Osprey's going to brush himself off as he didn't take a single point of damage.
Yeah.
Turns out he needs 10 hit points. Osprey looks great.
After a bloody and dangerous fiery match with Goto Anita, our heroes stand as the new Frontier Champions. How will the match be judged by Neldro, Riven, and most importantly, the Earl of Tanuka? Find out in episode 8 of the Wrong Heroes Order.